This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here, our toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition of the program is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype, Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. If you like, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. That's the point of the show. But there's some pretty outrageous news coming out of the UK, where Edward Snowden, he's not there. He's still in Moscow. But Edward Snowden, the guy who was famously released all kinds of information about not just the NSA in the United States, but also the GCHQ in the UK, which is the equivalent of the NSA over there. So he released a bunch of information about a variety of the spying activities that have been going on against Americans and people around the world, arguably very unconstitutional and illegal spying activities. For those that have been living under a rock and haven't heard that news, that's who Edward Snowden is, and that information came out in the summertime of 2013. He's ever since basically been in hiding after escaping the United States, escaping their grasp when he initially released this information. He's been commenting on this story, and so I'm going to jump right into it here. It's from TheGuardian.com. It's a bill giving the UK intelligence agencies and police the most sweeping surveillance powers in the Western world, has passed into law with barely a whimper, meeting only token resistance over the past 12 months and from inside Parliament, and barely any from outside of Parliament. It's called the Investigatory Powers Act. We have granted ourselves more powers. That's what they're doing.
I don't think this would this happen in the United States.
Of course, it would.
Would it? It doesn't seem like it would to me.
Well, the UK is they're like the US, except they're. The U.S. was the Constitution was written at kind of a time of liberalism, of freedom in the world, the Enlightenment, and liberalism was like a fresh new thing, and it led to the Industrial Age and so forth. But that's when the United States got the stamp sort of put on it into nationhood, and that has stayed with them in the form of the Constitution, and the denizens, the subjects in the United Kingdom, they just don't have that tradition to call upon. I'm sure there are great liberals from Great Britain's past, but I don't know who they are. And so the U.S. just has that. They've got crazy people who love their guns.
And the U.K. also has a head start on tyranny as well. They've been around longer as a government, and so they've just been able to put in more just oppressive things faster than the United States. Of course, they were noteworthy on the tyranny scale for implementing the large, wide-scale, like 4 million CCTV camera system all around London, for instance. That was, 10 years ago now or something like
right,
that?
Right. They had the most... They've had the most surveillance of any city anywhere up to this point, so they're sort of used to it. I'd also like to say that, I don't think that this is entirely true, but I do think that it is partially true. And I'm not sure if it's even 50% true, but to some extent, the people who desired liberty left England in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe even the 19th centuries. They likely... there's certainly some, but, they left.
Right.
Because they knew they weren't going to get it where they were. And so...
And that causes kind of a brain drain as far as, the influence, the people who might influence Parliament or decision makers.
I don't know if there's any evidence. At this point, we're just talking biasly to say that, people who want liberty are smart. I don't know whether it's a brain drain. Maybe it's a, nutty criminal drain. I don't know. And in which case, see ya, goodbye. I'm sure that's how they feel.
I would say that the people who want liberty are at the very least smart on that issue, and many of them seem to be pretty intelligent that have moved here to New Hampshire. There are a number of folks who've migrated here.
The smartest people I know are libertarians. But I understand I have a bias.
Well, and you don't have to be smart to understand the ideas of liberty, but I think that generally it tends towards more intelligent people. Regardless, when I said brain drain, I didn't necessarily mean that they lost specifically intelligent people, but they lost the people with the ideas that are valuable towards our ends, which is having more freedom. So let me tell you more about what happened here. The Investigatory Powers Act passed Thursday. It legalizes a whole range of tools for snooping and hacking by the security services that is unmatched by any other country in Western Europe or even the United States. The security agencies and police began the year braced for at least some opposition, rehearsing their arguments for the debate. In the end, faced with a public apathy and opposition in disarray, the government did not have to make a single substantial concession to the privacy lobby. U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden tweeted, quote, "The U.K. has just legalized the most extreme surveillance in the history of Western democracy. It goes further than many autocracies."
Well, the autocracies can't afford it. You know, England has always been free financially, has a long tradition of financial freedom. And it actually shows up, Great Britain shows up higher on the Heritage Foundation's, you know, chart of economic freedom than the United States. But the, you know, economic freedom doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with social freedoms. And I'm not entirely sure that, surveillance would necessarily even be charted on some chart that's, looks at social freedoms. The fact that they're watching you do what it is that you want to do doesn't mean that you're prohibited from doing it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Snowden in 2013 revealed the scale of mass surveillance, or bulk data collection, as the security agencies prefer to describe it, by the U.S. National Security Agency and the U.K.'s GCHQ, which work in tandem. But against a backdrop of fears of Islamist attacks, the privacy lobby has failed to make much headway. Even in Germany, with East Germany's history of mass surveillance by the Stasi, and where Snowden's revelations produced the most outcry, the Bundestag recently passed legislation giving the intelligence agencies more surveillance power. The U.S. passed a modest bill last year curtailing bulk phone data collection, but the victory of Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election is potentially a major reverse for privacy advocates. On the campaign trail, Trump made comments that implied he would like to use the powers of the surveillance agencies against political opponents. Liberal Democrat.
He is just gold when it comes to this stuff, I gotta say. This guy has just been a lot of fun.
The Liberal Democrat peer, Lord Strasburger, one of the leading voices against the investigatory powers bill, said, quote, "We do have to worry about a UK Donald Trump. If we do end up with one, and that's not impossible, we've created the tools for repression. If Labour has backed us up, we could have made the bill better. We have ended up with a bad bill because they were all over the place. The real Donald Trump has access to all the data that the British spooks are gathering, and we should be worried about that," unquote. The Investigatory Powers Act legalizes powers the security agencies and police have been using for years without making this clear to either the public or parliament. And this is something that, you know, this is how it works. The government will frequently, they'll just break their own rules, and they'll get away with it for a period of time. If we're lucky, some whistleblower like Edward Snowden will come out, in his case, risking his life, risking his freedom to point all this out to us. Hey, yep. The conspiracy theory guys were right. They are really monitoring all of your phone calls. And then, whoops, we weren't supposed to be doing that legally. So what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and pass a law that legalizes it in retrospect.
Yeah, everything's fine.
And regarding the previous paragraph, the political opposition is saying we may have created a UK Trump.
He's worried that could happen.
Right. And that's how it does happen, is that you've got this ratcheting effect where the party in power will grant themselves fresh new powers, yep, and the opposition will decry it. But then when the balance of power shifts and they're there, do they give the powers back? No, they never do.
And love it.
And so it just ratchets up and ratchets up and ratchets up.
Sure does. So let's continue here. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts coming up. You can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have more information on exactly what the so-called Investigatory Powers Act does. and we'll share that with you on the way. Also, your calls are welcome. You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's not all news about the GCHQ. The NSA's been in the news in the last week as well for having a creepy spy tower in Manhattan with no windows. We'll tell you about it on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the Sunday night edition. We're here live and in the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. You know, we propose here on Free Talk Live that free market solutions are going to be superior to solutions that are top-down, government-oriented solutions. And we've found a healthcare solution that is significantly better than those that are, you know, mandated and prescribed by the government. Now, it fits all the government mandates. What it's called is Health Excellence Select. And you can find them at healthexcellenceselect.com. But they provide better service than your insurance company at a lower price than your insurance company with features that you never thought imaginable. So they've got a proactive health assessment that you can access daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Can you imagine having that on the phone? Just pick up and ask a doctor? I haven't heard of that from an insurance company. Maybe they have it. I don't know. Also, a medical information card. They have all kinds of other features that we don't mention on this ad just because there's too many of them. But you can give this card to EMS, responders, emergency professionals, medical doctors, whomever you want. And it has your medical information on it as opposed to these people trying to, you know, make all their computer programs work together, which is impossible. Works with any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, healthexcellenceselect.com. I've used their services personally, and I can vouch for you, they did what they said they were going to do when they did it with me, healthexcellenceselect.com.
All right, so we're going to get back to the story in a moment about what's going on with an incredible expansion of surveillance powers in the UK. But first, we go down to Georgia. Whoops, hold on. That's one of the problems with running multiple audio elements through a computer. Let's try again now. We've got Hung, like Jesus, on the line in Georgia via Skype. Hello, Hung.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Johnny Ray.
Welcome.
Hey, you know, I'm sitting by with sort of a morbid excitement at the big, huge letdown that Donald Trump is going to be, because I don't know how they sell hope every 4 years, but they do it so well.
They do,
and we haven't learned over all these many presidencies that it amounts to almost nothing. But you know, I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna wait for it because it's coming.
He's gonna be a huge disappointment to a lot of the people who got behind him.
That's all I got. I just want to
let me ask you a question here.
He's having dinner right now. What are you eating there, Hung?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm eating fries. I just wanted to say that out loud. I hadn't said it out loud yet.
All right.
No problem. So here's what I want to know is, obviously, you know, you're operating in the world like a black guy, and I'm not. What is it like to have sort of everybody saying, well, if you're black, you got to vote for Hillary Clinton? It's the only appropriate thing to do. Is it demeaning?
Actually, to me, it was an insult to my intelligence. I think it's an insult to most people's intelligence that we couldn't make some sort of a decision outside of Democrat or Republic. I mean, and because it's been sold to us for so long, and you know, come on. Like I said, these people sell hope, and none of them mean anything. We'd have been better off with the Libertarian or maybe the Third Green Party or something like that. Oh, better yet, none of them. We'd probably end up with none of them. We just run our own lives.
Yep.
I've never fallen for that Democrats or for black people and Republicans or for whites. I've never fallen for it because none of them has proven anything to me.
I agree with you completely. It's just that I don't live in a world where somebody tells me because of my age, my gender, my complexion or anything like that, how I'm supposed to vote. But I know that a lot of people sort of live in that world. We saw a video and actually discussed it on the air of a young, I'd call him a child, a black child being excuriated by his mother for having voted.
He was 7 years old.
Yeah, in a fake election in class for Donald Trump. Now, he never got to give his explanation. It wasn't that sort of video.
He did give an explanation. He said that he saw him on TV.
Okay. So, yeah, he did give a brief explanation as to why. Yep. And, you know, he could have seen Hillary Clinton on television.
And then his mother kicked him out of the house.
Yeah.
Packed his bag for him.
I'm sure that it was just for the video, and he was back in 15 minutes eating Cheetos. But, nonetheless, it was despicable. That kind of pressure isn't going to occur anywhere in my life or, to the best of my knowledge, anybody's life that I know. I can't imagine them treating their kid that way, but what I'm seeing is so high level of social pressure on people, and I'm just wondering what it might be like. I don't think Hung tends to fall for that stuff very well.
It's like 200 years worth of brain trash. And like I said, I don't subscribe to either one. So yeah, I'm out. So I didn't vote for anyone, and so I guess I would be at fault for whatever.
Right, it's all your fault now.
Yeah. Johnny Ray, do you want to jump in there?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that regarding the two major candidates, neither one of them is equipped for what I see are the problems that America is facing that may well come up during their time in office, those being our debt and default on the debt and the loss of dollar hegemony. I think that's coming, and Trump and Clinton, they're both of them are living in the 80s and 90s America as far as how they think that they can just spend our way out of our problems.
Hmm. And, you know, as far as the debt goes, I think that's just a done deal. You know, that'll never disappear. You know, however they make things disappear outside of paying for them, that's what will happen. It'll just keep, because I can't see it ever in my life.
No, of course not. I mean, the government essentially is built on that debt. They right. couldn't possibly pay it down. It's not designed for that purpose. The system's going to crash before that ever happens.
Right.
Hey, Hung, good call as always, man. Any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't consider debt even an issue. It shouldn't even be spoken about, because to me, it's just like wallpaper.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Right.
That's Hung Like Jesus calling from Georgia on Skype. If you want to sound as good as him, then just if you don't have Skype, you can always install it. I'm not back in Skype, by the way. It's a Microsoft product, and we're going to talk about the NSA here in a little bit, and they are friendly with the NSA. But you're calling radio, so it's not like it's a private conversation. It sounds great, so put it on your phone. Call us that way. It's always
ubiquitous.
Better.
I mean, there's better, more private options for communicating,
sure.
But Skype has ubiquity. And
if you want privacy, put Signal on your smartphone.
If you want privacy, don't call a nationally syndicated radio program
on dozens
of radio stations.
Yeah, yeah, but we can't take Signal calls on the air. We can take Skype calls. So you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. By the way, want to welcome, and I've been remiss in my duties here as the main host on Sunday night, because I've been meaning to welcome KRFE AM 580 in Lubbock, Texas, to our Sunday night show. This is the third week that I was supposed to make the announcement, and I've actually done it. I had it in my calendar, and that just wasn't doing me any good because I'm just too busy doing other things right before the show, before it starts, to check my calendar and alerts or whatever. So I finally reminded myself in a way that I would actually remember it. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners in Lubbock, Texas, on a station that's early in the A's. You know, it's low in the AM band, so even like 5,000 watts on 580 is going to travel.
That's going to travel, yeah, absolutely.
So welcome to our listeners there. You're only getting Free Talk Live for an hour on Sunday night. If you like what you've been hearing, then contact the station program director and tell them thank you and ask for a little bit more Free Talk Live. We got our foot in the door.
Live radio. You can call in and talk on the radio.
We let that happen, and you can call in about anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. More on the way about spying, because don't think for a moment that just because the UK's passed this sweeping spy measure bill that it's not going to happen here in the United States. Beware. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. The live Sunday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Okay, so we've got an even better deal now on this hosting thing. We've talked about HostGator. They are one of the top hosting companies out there. And good things come to those who wait. In this case, we started with 30% off. We then negotiated 50% off.
We didn't even advertise 30% off on the air.
We did. I did. I accidentally did because I thought that's what we were doing, okay. And then we ended up negotiating 50% off.
You did the negotiation for 50%. I mean, I'm going to take all the credit in the world. In this case, it was you that did it.
Well, I mean, you pitched him on it. But,
I pitched him, but I mean, you made me pitch him. Normally, I'd be like, 30%? That sounds pretty good.
And 30% is pretty good.
But it's not terribly abnormal.
Yeah.
50% is, this is one of the few places in the world you're going to be able to find 50% off of HostGator's hosting. And now, until Black Friday, it's 65% off.
That's correct. We're getting a special advance offer for Free Talk Live listeners for Black Friday, but you can get it now. You don't have to wait until Friday for this deal. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. If you've been waiting to start your own blog, if you've been waiting to upgrade your website or start a website for your business, now's the time to do it. You can lock in 65% off for up to 3 years with HostGator. So you choose the length of your term. You want 1 month? I don't recommend that. 6 months, a year, 3 years, you know, they got different levels that you can jump in at, and you get an incredible discount. You get 65% off their regular prices by using using the URL, hostgator.com/FTL. They've got 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support. Simple, one click, easy installation for WordPress. You don't have to hire somebody to go in there and install WordPress. They've got that down. Plus, they've got a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add in a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages. It's a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. Get it now over at hostgator.com/FTL. So our toll-free number tonight is 855, 450-FREE. We got more to say here on this news story about the UK's Investigative Powers Act, or Investigatory Powers Act, passed on Thursday. It legalizes a whole range of tools for snooping and hacking by the GCHQ, which is the NSA, basically, of the UK. Even Edward Snowden is saying this goes further than many autocracies. The UK has legalized the most extreme surveillance in the history of Western democracy. What it does is it legalizes powers that the security agencies and police have been using for years without making it clear to either the public or to Parliament. In October, the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, the only court that hears complaints against MI6, MI5, and GCHQ, ruled that they had been unlawfully collecting massive volumes of confidential personal data.
The only court. Now, this is a monopoly here, right? Like, the only court that will hear cases against these spy agencies, yeah, has ruled that they've stepped out of line, right?
And not just stepped out of line, but have been doing it without proper oversight for 17 years.
Hmm. Yeah, spies are going to spy, right?
So one of the negative aspects in the legislation is that it fails to provide adequate protection for journalist sources, which could discourage whistleblowing. And by the way, that's in case you think that we've got protections here in the United States. They've gone after journalists in the United States for protecting their sources. They have put them in jail.
It does happen.
Over it. So that's not supposed to happen, but it happens. And so now whatever protections journalists had in the UK is about to get wiped off the map. This passed on Thursday. One of the few positives in the legislation is it sets out clearly for the first time the surveillance powers available to the intelligence agencies and the police. It legalizes hacking by the security agencies into computers and mobile phones and allows them access to masses of stored personal data, even if the person under scrutiny is not suspected of any wrongdoing. And I don't think they're saying that was a good thing. They were saying the only good thing is it specifically says now what they can do, which, right, of course, is all kinds of bad things.
Right. So they specifically say they can hack into your phone, and even if you are not suspected of doing anything wrong.
That's correct. So dragnet for everybody.
Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, it doesn't take too much imagination to realize the power that spy agencies have when they can get into anyone's phone. I'm not talking about your stinking phone with your naked pictures on it and the pictures of your dog. I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is the phones of rich and powerful people that can be blackmailed, and their power can be transferred to, I don't know, whatever rogue agents or whatever agents inside these security organizations.
Yeah, they can basically gather as much information about you as they want to without having any kind of warrant. There's no need for any suspecting of wrongdoing here, which means there can't be any warrant issuable.
Kim, imagine this for a second. How many politicians in the House of Commons do you think have a mistress?
Probably quite a few.
I don't know what the percentage is.
65%.
Yeah, you're going 65%.
Safe. That sounds conservative.
I'm going to go 25%. Most things pass these bodies, these legislative bodies, by a pretty small margin.
Yeah.
And let's say it's 25% is that margin. 24% is the margin.
Mm-hmm.
25% is sufficient. If you can find out these politicians' mistresses and blackmail them on just particular issues, and once a year, you'll rule the world.
Right.
That's how dangerous this stuff is. And the fact that this gets passed without anybody in the UK caring is frightening.
Also, this is another, this sort of illustrates for me another ratcheting effect.
Yep.
And why I'm really suspicious of the rule of law. I think the rule of law as a concept is kind of a dangerous fantasy. But
well, so it's just not even real. I mean, it's just the rule of men and it's all arbitrary. Like they've said here, they changed the laws after they got caught breaking them.
Right. So. Right. For 17 years or whatever, right. the spy masters were kind of leaping up to where they shouldn't leap up.
Yep.
And now, to fix it, we've built them a platform. So now they can stand up there.
Now breaking the law is
reach
policy.
A little higher.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I interrupted where you were going with the rule of law.
It's okay. The listeners, they got it.
Okay. So, if you want to join us here for the conversation, especially if you're in the UK and you want to chime in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, the privacy groups are challenging the surveillance powers in the European Court of Human Rights and elsewhere. Can they do that once the UK leaves the EU? Is the European Court of Human Rights going to have jurisdiction?
I don't know.
Jim Killock, the executive director of Open Rights Group, said, quote, the UK now has a surveillance law that is more suited to a dictatorship than a democracy. The state has unprecedented powers to monitor and analyze UK citizens' communications, regardless of whether we are suspected of any criminal activity. Renate Sampson, the chief executive of Big Brother Watch, said, quote, the passing of this investigatory powers bill has fundamentally changed the face of surveillance in this country. None of us online are now guaranteed the right to communicate privately and, most importantly, securely. Now, look, even though the government has changed the rules over there, it should be clear that you never had that guarantee in the first place. They were breaking their own rules for 17 years, so you never had a guarantee. They just had, you know, fancy-sounding words about privacy that made you think that you were private and safe. But yep. The reality is, you can't count on the government to not break its own rules. You can't count on the government to not spy on you. So if you want privacy, you've got to take the time and the effort to create it for yourself.
Fancy words like shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
That's all in the Bill of Rights, but they infringe it.
And there was probably some kind of equivalent over in the UK. So, none of us online, he says, are now guaranteed. Trump's victory started speculation that given his warm words for Vladimir Putin that he might do a deal with the Russian president to have Snowden sent back to the U.S., where he faces a long jail sentence. Snowden has lived in Russia since leaking tens of thousands of documents to journalists in 2013. But Bill Binney, a former member of the NSA who became a whistleblower himself, expressed skepticism. He says, I'm not sure if the relationship a President Trump would have with Putin would be bad for Snowden. So, there's more here, a little bit. When you can share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we'll tell you about the creepy NSA secret bomb-proof tower in Manhattan. It is really creepy. We'll tell you about that on the way. Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-453. Coming up tonight, we still have to talk about the latest couple chapters in Economics in One Lesson. So that is still on deck. Johnny,
it's our reading club.
That's right. Johnny Gray invited us to read that book together with him, and we've been doing that. Maybe you've been doing it along with us as well. We'll talk more about that coming up here. But right now we're still talking spying, with the UK passing sweeping changes. And the article over at The Guardian just barely, you know, just kind of touches on some of the things that they're up to, but essentially making it so the UK government, the GCHQ, and whatever other spying agencies, MI5, MI6, can essentially snoop through your computer and cell phone without even suspecting you of a crime, which means that no warrants necessary. If they don't suspect you of a crime and they can go through your cell phone, well, it's obvious they're not applying anywhere for any kind of permission to do that. That's just now carte blanche. They can do it. It's totally legal.
This is part of what the Revolutionary War was fought over. You know, you can't just go through somebody's stuff, figure out what they've done illegal, and then, you know, charge them for it.
But, Mark, now we have terrorism. Now we have drug dealers. Now we have all these reasons.
They had all
why
those things
the government
then, too.
Needs. Well, they didn't probably have drug dealers back then. I mean, was what there drug prohibition back in those days?
At that point, you know, say Great Britain was fighting wars to force China to allow, you know, opium to come in. So
it was like the reverse.
They had drug dealers. It just wasn't drug prohibition.
So that's what they're doing here, and it's pretty disturbing. And I think it's important to caution people outside of the UK who might be feeling like, oh, well, I live somewhere else, and that means we're safe. No, it just means...
No, it just... This is first.
Yeah.
They're using UK, and specifically London. That's where most of these, many of these cameras are, and I guess they're ramping it up all across Great Britain and probably the world. I mean, if they've got the power to spy on anybody inside Great Britain, you can believe they're spying on anybody outside.
Sure.
So, you know, they're hacking your phone whenever they darned well feel like it.
And remember also that what we learned about, remember the CIA during the Bush administration was doing the, what they called extraordinary renditions?
Yep.
Which was where they would take someone they wanted to torture, but they couldn't legally torture. So they would take that person to Egypt or Afghanistan or some...
Poland, too.
Some hellhole. where they have some, you know, horrible underground prison or whatever, and off the books, black prison, they would then put the person in there and say, you know, we can't tell you to torture this guy, but we sure would like to have some information come out of him. And then they would just let, you know, whoever, the Pakistanis or whatever, torture this person. So that happened, and it happened more than once. That information ended up coming out. So my point here is that the same thing has happened with the spying as well. Edward Snowden revealed that the different agencies were spying for each other. The GCHQ works with the NSA. They work hand in hand with the NSA. So the NSA, you know, it's not legal to do what the GCHQ is doing over
there. But they might as well be doing it because they get all the information.
That's what I'm saying. Now they can just tell the GCHQ, hey, we want to spy on these people. And, you know, if they want to get it legally.
You mean they already have been doing this for 17 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. If they feel like it's going to be a legal problem for them to spy, they're just going to ask their buddies over at GCHQ.
That's correct.
And they're going to say, hey, let's get this done, and they'll get the information they want.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Oh, you can't get some information on somebody you want? Well, no problem. We'll trade that.
So that's what's going on. You can share your thoughts with us here. We'll tell you about the NSA's latest revelation about a secret spy base inside a windowless, nuclear bomb-proof AT&T skyscraper in Lower Manhattan. They've got pictures of this thing over at the Daily Mail.
It's like a Marvel comic from the 80s.
It looks very monolithic, very creepy. I mean, it's just bizarre to see a building that has no windows on it. There are like these like exhaust port looking things around the sides of like kind of halfway down the building and also right at the very top, which may in fact be what they are. I don't know what they are, if they're just design or if they actually are ports for something. But that's it. There's no windows.
That looks like a supervillain hideout.
Doesn't it? It's super creepy looking.
And my God, that is a scary looking building.
There's other shots of it, too, and it's located two blocks from the FBI field office. Story from the Daily Mail, even in skyscraper-filled Lower Manhattan, the windowless mass of 33 Thomas Street stands out. A faceless concrete tower topped with vents and impervious to the outside world. Constructed and owned by AT&T, and known as the Long Lines Building, it's officially a telecommunications hub with its own power and water, capable of sheltering those inside against 2 weeks of nuclear fallout. But documents leaked by
telephones that badly if nuclear bombs are going off? And Manhattan's the place for this?
Well, the government still has to talk to one another, I guess.
I mean, if you want to have a building that's safe from nuclear fallout, I'm thinking Manhattan's not a good place because that's where you're going to drop it right there.
Put it out in North Dakota or something
right.
like that.
Put that, bury that thing in a mountain someplace.
There's a chance they have more than one of these as well, would be my guess.
I'd say you're probably right.
I think they were built to shield the machines inside from, what do you call it?
EMP?
Yeah, from EMP type damage.
In this case,
electromagnetic pulse.
We have Edward Snowden to thank for this information. It was documents leaked by Snowden, along with others gathered by The Intercept. So I'm actually reading from the Daily Mail because it's a much more concise story. The Intercept has a very lengthy and detailed story about this building.
As you would hope.
Anyway, they suggest that it has a worrying secret identity, an NSA surveillance base named Titan Point that spies on phone calls, fax messages, and internet data. The building, which was developed under the name Project X, again, sounds like a madman's hideaway, opened in 1974. It's about 14 blocks north of Wall Street and houses an international gateway switch, an AT&T employee told The Intercept.
We have in here an international gateway switch!
Yes. The switch is a major route by which international calls and data enter the U.S. telecommunications system, meaning that if someone has access to the data, they could spy on world communications.
Engage the international gateway switch!
If that's the case, then it would be a vital location for the NSA's controversial surveillance program, which has allegedly spied on at least 38 countries, including allies. And we know from the previous Snowden revelations that AT&T was caught running a data closet in one of their other facilities, where there was a special room that the NSA had their servers in, where they were tapping into like fiber lines or whatever and sucking off, copying off all of the data that was flowing through those circuits. So we know they've done this before on a smaller scale. So it's not unbelievable that Snowden and the rest of the folks who are talking about this are right on the money.
Project X and the International Gateway Switch. I mean, it's just... What the hell?
So, allegedly, the controversial surveillance program has spied on 38 countries, including the U.S. government's allies. The program has reportedly also spied on communications to and from the UN, International Monetary Fund, and World Bank. Top-secret NSA documents indicate the NSA has indeed set up a site codenamed Titan Point in the building, according to The Intercept. NSA guides obtained by The Intercept and documentary unit Field of Vision tell agents visiting Titan Point that it is located in New York and direct them to the FBI's field office in the city. There, they can pick up cover vehicles to travel to the site, which they will be shown around by representatives of Lithium, which is...
Give our agent a cover vehicle for Project X!
This is interesting. They call their code name for AT&T at the NSA is apparently
Darth
Lithium.
Vader?
Lithium. Lithium, a drug that they give to crazy people.
Yes.
The FBI field
bipolar
office.
People. So maybe they're not entirely on board. I don't know.
The FBI field office is about two blocks from the Long Lines building. There are parking bays outside the windowless skyscraper marked AWM.
They'll rue the day that they revealed our Project X from Long Lines building. You're not listening to me. AT&T is evil.
AWM, by the way, is a code denoting federal agencies. The building also has a satellite dish, which is notable because the NSA documents link Titan Point to the Skidro program, which intercepts satellite data, including emails, chats, Skype calls, passwords, and internet browsing histories. Snowden leaked documents also link Titan Point to the Blarney program, which was developed in the early 1970s to take in mass communications content, such as conversations and metadata like call times. That data was
they named their intelligence program Blarney.
Blarney.
Yeah. That means things that aren't true.
The data was collected using commercial partnerships with companies such as AT&T. According to a leaked 2012 email, a collection against the email address of the UN general leading the monitoring mission in Syria was performed by the NSA's Blarney operatives against the UN's New York mission. The operation most likely involved Titan Point and therefore the Long Lines building, said The Intercept. Former president of the UN General Assembly said, quote, such spying activities are totally unacceptable breaches of trust in international cooperation. So the UN doesn't like it when they get spied on. AT&T itself has a long history of aiding U.S. spy networks. It was identified in 2015 by the New York Times as the NSA's most enthusiastic telecommunications helper, providing them with access to billions of emails without any such thing as a warrant or any kind of governmental oversight. And so if you needed a reason to quit doing business with AT&T, here are a bunch more. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The FBI's warning of possible terrorist attacks on Thanksgiving. Coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.